Thank you, Yanni. Well, I'm just going to continue straight on. We're just going to go on past the song we were going to sing and just pick up a few reasons in a brief epilogue now why I want us as a church to continue to have, as historically this church has had down through the years, a missionary vision, not just for the city, but indeed for the whole world. And what I want to do is try and tie together some of those passages we looked at earlier. I had the privilege of being out at AIC College in Eldoret, and I met all those people that Yanni was talking about. As she said, got to be part of preaching in this big church and just to be involved in that ministry. And part of that was an opportunity for me to explore, are there ways we can continue to build links and support and encourage missions in Africa through a college like that, where people are trained and ready to go, just need support behind them. As elders over this past year, we have been articulating a mission vision statement for this church. We have, if you were to ask me, you know, what's Great Vic all about, I would give you these three G's that we've been talking about for some time. I would say we're about glorifying the God of the gospel. We're about growing in our understanding and appreciation of the gospel. And we're about going into our city and the world with the gospel. And I just want to share briefly why that going into our city and the world with gospel is so important. I'm going to give you four reasons why I want us to keep this going into our city and the world at the forefront of all we're doing here at Great Vic. And I'll be quick. Number one, we must keep world mission central because our God is and always has been a missionary God. In Genesis 3 after the fall, what is the first thing we see God doing in the Garden of Eden? Walking through it, saying, Adam, where are you? Seeking that which was lost. The whole story of redemptive history then is the journey of how the fallen people can be restored to the God who goes out to seek and save that which was lost. In the passage that Judy read for us earlier in Genesis 12, God blesses Abraham, calls him and says, through you I've got plans to bless all the families of the earth. When the laws are given in the Old Testament, we're told that God is setting apart Israel so that the nations will look on and say, what a wise God who gives such a wise law to his people. In the Psalms, Psalm 67, that was read for us earlier, the psalmists prayed that they would be blessed so that all the nations would know the glory of God. They said, let the nations praise you, Yahweh. Let all the nations praise you. The prophets spoke of one coming, a Messiah who would bring light to all the nations. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, he came to seek and save the lost. God is and always has been a missionary God with a heart for all nations to know joy and glory in a relationship with him. Number two, we must keep world mission central because we have been entrusted with this mission of God in the world. Listen to what one missiologist, Tim Dearborn, writes. It is insufficient to proclaim that the Church of God has a mission in the world. Rather, the God of mission has a church in the world. Jesus gave the church the missionary God's marching orders in Matthew 28. Go and make disciples of all nations. In John 20:21, Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, now so I'm sending you. And he breathes on them the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them. It's a symbol of the Spirit. Peter in 1 Peter 2 said, we've been chosen by God to declare his praises, the praises of the one who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light. Jesus in Acts 1:8 said, you'll be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And if you were to put that alongside where we are today, Jesus saying, you'll be my witnesses in all of these spheres, we would say, we will be his witnesses. He's calling us to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, that is Belfast, our city, Judea and Samaria, that is the island of Ireland, and to the ends of the earth, to all nations, that is anywhere outside of this island. The story of the book of Acts is a story of the gospel going out in concentric circles from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria to the ends of the earth. And why it ends with this kind of, and so they were visiting Paul as he continued his work, is because we're now continuing the story, taking the nations as the church of Christ to the ends of the earth. We have a responsibility for the gospel going out further and further. And brothers and sisters, I have a passion that we would not forget the Republic of Ireland in the work we are called to do. Now the lowest number of evangelicals in any country in the English-speaking world. Northern Ireland, the highest church-going population in Western Europe. An invisible border has made us think we're not responsible to finish the work on this island. 12 to 18% evangelical. I think that's a stat in Northern Ireland. In Madagascar, 11% of the population were evangelical, where Lindsay and I spent 2 years. In the Republic of Ireland, it's about between 1 and 1.5% evangelical. We are called to take the gospel to our city, to the whole of this island, and to the world. We're all responsible to play our part in this. What is the mission of the church? Not primarily social action. Anyone can do that. What do we do that no other organization does? We preach the gospel. That's the mission of the church. To preach the gospel, to apply the gospel, to care for people with the gospel, to teach people how to live the gospel. That's what we're all about. Number three, we must keep world mission central because it's tied to the return of Jesus Christ. In Matthew 24:14, Jesus speaks and says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." Only God knows when this preaching to all nations will be completed. There are still approximately 2 billion people on this planet who are counted as unevangelized, who do not have a missionary or a person to tell them about Jesus. They're in the hardest places to reach. Many of them are Muslims. Only 2 out of 100 missionaries today go to the least reached. All the rest go to established fields. Jesus has given his church a mission. When the mission is complete, the trumpet will sound and Christ will return. The end has not yet come, so what must we conclude? We still have work to do. We must never forget that we in the church are a missional community, a community of people with a mission. That's why we exist. That's why we're here in the city, and we don't want to give up this site. We don't want to close the doors. We want to keep going because we believe that we are called to make Christ known to this city, this island, to the ends of the earth. What a joy that this church has been doing that for so many years now. Number four, we must keep World Mission central because we've been given everything we need to do the work we are called to do. In Acts 1:8, it was read earlier, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses." Notice the certainty of that. Isn't that brilliant? To a bunch of apostles who were at that point terrified, "The Spirit will come upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the earth." We have builders at our house at the moment starting the extension work. Imagine if they all came with all the gear they needed, everything to do the work. They had their drills, had their hammers, they had the wood, they had the scaffold. Imagine if they had it all and they just stood there and did nothing. Didn't build anything. Just stood there looking at it. Looking at the need and not building. God has given us his Spirit. He provides his church with what is needed to serve his purposes in the world. As Hudson Taylor, one of my heroes, has said, "God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply." That's encouraging for us as a church going forward too. As we think about our buildings, as we think about what we're doing here, God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply. He will give us what we need. So because of all this, these four reasons, we want to see how we can be involved in engaging with this city. We want to think carefully about how we can engage in ministry to the Republic We already do that through the Association of Baptist Churches in Ireland. As a church, we contribute to the association. They're preparing to plant a new church south of Dublin. A friend of mine, Richard McConnell, is leading that. I'm hoping to get him up here to share about the work. So we're already involved being part of a church planting network across Ireland, which is really encouraging. Some of our contribution to the association is going towards the work of reaching the most unreached in the Republic of Ireland. I also want us to pray and think through how can we send and support missionaries from this church, praying to the Lord of the harvest to raise up harvesters, workers from this church, our best, so that they can go to the nations and continue the work of making Christ known. And at Elderette, I would like us to continue to explore how we can more fully support those who are trained and ready to go to the hardest parts of Kenya, but are struggling to find a supporting church to stand behind them. Though we would need to be careful, perhaps there may be something more we can do as a church. We'll pray and seek the Lord as we move forward. But I want, as your pastor, as one of the elders here, to make sure that as a church, as we seek to grow and as we seek to renew our vision together, that always at the forefront of our minds is that we're a missional community with a responsibility for our city, for this island, and indeed for the nations. Let me just pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity just to reflect briefly on the work you have called us to be part of. Thank you for what Yanni has shared, her years of service in among the Turkana in northern Kenya, then down to Namibia, and then to Chad. And as she has then served you at Belfast Bible College and trained various people, as she continues to go back and forward now, when you open the way for her, when she feels it's right. Thank you for all that she has shared and for how you've sustained her down through the years. And Father, as we grow as a church, you've heard everything I've been saying this evening, and together we want to keep thinking as a missional community of the responsibility we have to be part of your work, of making your name known, the name of Christ known among all nations. Show us as a church how we can be part of it. Show us where you want us to be involved, how we can go, how we can send, how we support. We want to be involved in the work you're doing, the work of the missionary God in this world. Show us how to do that, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.